Oh, come on. After hanging upside down for 3.5 hours, you got to be over it by now.
I don't know. Confronting your fear is overrated. I once held a 10-foot-long python to overcome my fear of snakes. Didn't work.
Didn't work.
Nothing bad happened, but it
didn't work.
Didn't work. Didn't take.
Hey, the news today brought to you by Carfax. What's more newsworthy than talking facts? What? Than a talking fox. Apparently, Carfax uses a fox in their ads. If Geico can use a gecko, then Carfax can use a Carfox.
Carfox.
Isn't that cute?
Uh-huh. Precious.
Okay.
Precious.
Well, go to Carfax.com because now they've got me completely confused. Let's go to the morning news and get all straightened out. Here's Kim.
Frank, you're so foxy. I just had to use it. That's a term that's not around much anymore.
That's not around much anymore, no.
No.
That kind of went out with the 4-inch platforms for guys.
I'm bringing foxy back.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Frank. 51-year-old Jordan Adam Criado of Medford is the chief suspect in a Tuesday stabbing and what police believe is arson. The incident left his wife and 4 children dead. 1110 KBND's Julia Gray tells us more.
Medford Police Chief Tim George says it's a sad day for the community and many questions are still unanswered about the crime.
There'll be autopsies on the victims, of course, and that'll be updated as far as manner and cause, but all preliminary indications are that they died from a combination of both the stab wounds and from smoke inhalation. So sad deal, and some heroic efforts on the part of emergency personnel that were out there yesterday morning trying to revive those people and did some incredible emergency first aid at the scene, but they didn't have much of a chance.
Chief George says Criado is recovering in a hospital now and he will be arrested and charges will be made when he has recovered. Julia Gray, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The river search for a man who fell in while fly fishing in Jefferson County has now turned to a recovery. 54-year-old Stephen Adams of Hawaii was wearing his waders while fishing Sunday night when he fell into the water. By the time they got to the river, the current had carried him away. Jefferson County Sheriff Jim Atkins says searchers will be out for the next couple of days.
I've been talking to the father, and he understands the difficulty in searching the river. And so I suspect that taking a less active role and then on Thursday putting another couple people on the river to float down and search.
Sheriff Adkins says, though Adams was an experienced fisherman, alcohol was a contributing factor. The number of credit card fraud victims in Central Oregon is now over 500. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has an update.
Hundreds of more people have become victims in the last week since Deschutes County detectives have started looking into the cases. Lieutenant Kevin Disney says they still receive calls every day from victims in Central Oregon.
Taking as many of those calls as we can to hopefully get the case that will maybe break it wide open for all of us to identify what's happening and how.
The cards are being used all over, including Texas, the East Coast, Canada, and Mexico. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Deschutes County Health Department is continuing their investigation of problems that surfaced at Elk Lake Resort recently. Spokesman Tom Kuhn says they don't expect to get results from the state lab until later this week, but they're exploring the possibility that the illness could have come from another source at the resort.
Just an example is, someone became ill and then they got someone else in their family ill who was not at Elk Lake. So, you know, there's a case of where what they had spread to this other person, but they weren't at Elk Lake. So that could show that maybe there's something else going on here that we don't know of.
Kuhn says it took longer than it anticipated to get specimens from the people who were sick and to send them to the lab for comparison. He says they're hoping to get some answers very soon to get the resort back up and running. And the state of Oregon says 22% is too much of a rate increase for Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Regents wanted to increase health insurance rates for individual buyers.
These are for people who don't get insurance at work and buy directly from the company and pay the full price themselves.
Cheryl Martinez with Oregon Consumer and Business Services says no other insurance companies were asking for that high of an increase, so the state lowered it to 13%.
We're hoping that this lesser increase will allow more Oregon policyholders to keep their coverage.
It affects 59,000 Oregonians. The new rates take effect in September. Regents released a statement saying the company disagrees with the decision because the lower rate is not sustainable and doesn't reflect health care costs. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.